From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, incredible stories of high strangeness with Linda Moulton Howe, followed by an hour of conversations with Linda. But here's what's happening. Well, as emergency workers in Joplin, Missouri, searched for more than 230 people, and that's good news because it was up to 1,500, listed as missing after a tornado tore through the city, one was sitting on a wooden chair outside the wreckage of her home, cuddling her cat. 75-year-old Sally Adams said neighbors rescued her after the storm destroyed her house and took her to a friend's home. When the Associated Press told her that she was missing, Adams laughed and said, "Get me off the list." The death count in Joplin, Missouri, 125. And again, they're looking for 230 people, and it's kind of grim. A scruffy Alabama Terrier mix named Mason was whisked away by fierce twisters last month. You remember that tornado? Prompting his owners, who lost their home in the storm, to fear for the worst. But the mutt crawled back to his home days later with two broken legs in a remarkable tale of survival. Little Mason was blown away by the storm from the garage in Birmingham, Alabama, where he was hiding on April 27th. His owners looked for him everywhere. They could not find him. 2.5 weeks later, though, they found Mason waiting for them on their front porch when they returned to the house to look through the debris. Two broken legs, but there he was. What a remarkable story. Earthquake prediction can be a grave and faulty science, and in the case of an Italian seismologist, they're being tried for manslaughter of the people who died in a 2009 quake, and it does have some severe legal consequences for them. The group of seven, including six seismologists and a government official, reportedly did not alert the public ahead of time to the risk of the earthquake, which occurred on April 6th of that year. 300 people died. Now, most scientists would agree it's not their fault. They couldn't predict the wrath of Mother Nature. But the government says otherwise, and they're going after all of them. Radiation from Japan's damaged plant, Fukushima, as the Japanese would say. We call it Fukushima here. It's a nuke plant. It's accumulating in marine life off Japan's coast above legal limits of radiation, according to Greenspan. The environmental group said its findings run counter to Japanese government reports that radiation from the plant damaged in the March 11th earthquake and tsunami is being diluted as time passes. They simply say that the government of Japan is not reporting on the widespread amount of radiation. Now, Sherry Edwards has the ability to provide an extraordinary glimpse into the medicine of the future through the use of vocal profiling. She brings a new twist to the story of radiation. Sherry, what is it?
Well, I think with what's going on in the world and there's so much conflicting information, people are going into the state of oblivion, sticking their head in the sand and trying to think this isn't a problem. And it is an incredible problem. In Japan, we offered them 10,000 copies of a software program that shows exposure to radiation.
How does that work?
Well, they put their face in front of a microphone, and the computer does the evaluation, and they get their report, and it tells them, is this high or low?
By their voice.
By their voice. That's what we do, vocal profiling. So since they've refused these copies, we wanted to give them to you guys.
Well, we'll take them.
All right.
We'll take them. We'll figure out how to work it and what to do with it. I do want to ask you, Sherry, I'm convinced that we're probably getting more radiation on this part of the United States, the western coast here, than they're reporting. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and we've done studies on that northwestern coast. We have people who are giving us vocal prints, so we're able to identify who's being bombarded, and we have charts that show how they can nutritionally provide themselves antidotes to this. And it is remarkably consistent with what they were releasing in Japan. They're not doing now. But we want to provide people hope and choice because we think if we provide them options, to what the government is trying to ram down our throats, then they'll be less conflicted, less stress. So that's our hope. We're nonprofit, and we want to provide this to the public.
Now, Sherry, if somebody's exposed to radiation with your software, how does that determine if they've really been affected?
Well, we have no studies in the lab. We just have real studies, you know, like in-life people. For instance, we have about 7 people in northwestern California, and they send us their reports of their voice daily, and they generally match. With the men, there's a lot of strontium there, and with the women, strontium plus iodine. I guess the women are more susceptible to thyroid. But you get a report. Your computer kicks it out.
Okay, well, you get us the software, and we'll figure out what to do with it and how we can help people. I'm all for that. As our science advisor and head of the EnterpriseMission.com, Richard C. Hoagland, reported on this program last night, NASA has released a report that says the moon has more water than they ever thought of before. I mean, almost ocean-like compared to Earth. It is an incredible story. An analysis of sediments brought back by Apollo 17 mission astronauts has shown now that the moon's interior holds far more water than previously thought. The analysis has looked at pockets of volcanic material locked within tiny glass beads. It found that 100 times more water in the beads than had been measured before, and they suggest that the moon once held a Caribbean Sea-sized volume of water. It also casts doubt on the theories of how the moon first formed. They just don't know anymore. The U.S. National Institutes of Health has immediately halted a major study of high-dose niacin, a type of vitamin B, more than a year ahead of schedule because of the lack of benefit. It was the latest setback in the quest to harness good cholesterol to fight the bad kind. LDL cholesterol is the main source of artery clogs. Popular statin drugs, sold under names such as Zocor and Lipitor, plus generic forms, are apparent mainstays in lowering LDL. Yet many statin users still suffer heart attacks, and because the LDL isn't the whole story, low levels of HDL, that's high cholesterol, that's the good kind that helps prevent artery clogs, I know it sounds confusing, as well as too many triglycerides, a different kind of fat, also increases heart risk. Here's Christian Wild, author, reporter, writes a newsletter, myheartbook.com as well. Christian, this is a little confusing, isn't it?
It is confusing, so we don't want to give it too much weight and cause everybody to throw away their niacin. Let's see if we can make some sense of the study before everyone does throw their niacin in the garbage. I did a quick search, George, on the internet just a few minutes ago, and I found there are 2,100,000 articles and studies on the benefits of niacin. We could do an entire show on the benefits of nicotinic acid, but we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and giving it too much weight. What the study has determined is that combining niacin with statin therapy does not add additional benefit in controlling cholesterol. They don't tell us why, George, but it could simply be that the statin on its own had already raised the HDL enough by itself. Now, there have been hundreds of studies that have shown that niacin on its own, independently, does in fact raise HDL and does in fact lower LDL, low-density lipoprotein. And, of course, we all know that it lowers dangerous triglycerides, which the article mentioned. Before the first statin drug ever came to market, niacin was the first line of defense against high cholesterol. Now, this is really important, George, and here's where the rubber meets the road in regard to discussing HDL. There's a genetic predisposition in 1 out of 500 people to have very low HDL. Mm-hmm. That's 35 and lower.
But you want that higher.
You want that much higher. As a matter of fact, for men, 50, 55 is ideal. And sometimes you can get it up to 65. But when it's very low, there's a 70% increased risk of cardiovascular disease in men and a 100% increased risk in women.
Jeez.
Yeah, so low HDL is one of the most destructive contributors to heart disease. One important factor is if you take niacin, you need to have your homocysteine levels checked. I think I've mentioned that before because it does raise about 50%. And George,
yeah.
You have been the most supportive friend in mentioning the news report over the past 3 years. Now, of course, it was your idea that I do it. But for the first time tonight on my website, I posted a full free sample so people can get an idea of what we're talking about.
Great. MyHeartBook.com.
Absolutely.
You got it. Thanks, Kristen. He does a great job. One of the greatest reporters when it comes to heart disease stem cell research that I've ever found. A conservative Washington, D.C. newspaper said this week that Texas lawmakers should have stood up to federal officials who threatened to cancel flights to Texas if the state passed a bill to outlaw controversial airport pat-downs. The Washington Times said in an editorial that the Texas legislature needs to grow a backbone after state lawmakers there responded to a letter from a U.S. district attorney saying that flights would be grounded in the entire state if the bill became law by shelving it. Well, in Texas, as the House and Senate were going about their regular end of session business on Wednesday, screams could be heard coming from the rotunda. Outside the chambers, a group of mostly men and women were chanting, "Criminal, criminal, and treason, treason." Reporters said they finally located one of those guys who was able to be responsible for some of this. They said it was Alex Jones.
A large portion of the population is upset and angry, including the Texas House and the Texas Senate, under a threat of a federal blockade. It's an act of war under international law to block transportation and shut down ports, either air, land, or sea. See, some of us aren't brainwashed idiots. Some of us know when the feds say, this is like a civil war. We'll put blockades on Texas. You ever see the House vote unanimously, 138-0, to kick the TSA out of Texas, to have them stop sticking their hands down people's pants, to stop having them violate people? Something, if a cop does it, it's a crime. Cop can't go up to you on the side of that road for no reason to stick their hand down your pants. This is America having its will broken.
What's come up with you here today?
I was trying to call, and they were just phone busy or going to messages. And so I said, spontaneously, or we would have gotten thousands out here instead of a couple hundred off, you know, total. And I said, let's spontaneously in an hour go down there.
The Senate pulled the so-called TSA groping bill, House Bill 1937. It would have allowed Texas to criminalize invasive airport security searches by federal TSA agents if they intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly touched body parts of travelers. In a moment, Alex Jones with us. We'll talk about this. We'll take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Alex Jones, of course, you know him, award-winning documentary filmmaker, political researcher, host in his own right. Here he is back on Coast to Coast. Alex, interesting times in Texas, my friend.
It certainly is, and if I sound a bit hoarse, I was down there for several hours screaming at the top of my lungs.
Well, now, what got you to go down there? You were trying to make phone calls, and they wouldn't answer, right?
Yes, their phones were jammed, but some of them simply had the phone off the hook, and I know enough about the Texas legislature, living in Austin for almost 20 years and covering the legislature, to know that they were putting them off the hook because they have automated systems, and so I just got angry in the last hour of my weekday radio show, and I said, that's it. I'm 5 miles from the Capitol. I said, any of my listeners that are upset about this, let's go down to the Capitol and talk to our servants, our representatives. And so we went down there. And I have to tell you, all the state police I talked to were nodding their heads. When the cameras weren't on, they were saying, we agree with you. And that's all evidenced by the extremely rare 138-0, totally unanimous House of Representatives vote here in Texas. And then it was confirmed by the number two senator in the Senate, under the lieutenant governor, the head of the Senate, Dan Patrick, that they had 30 votes out of 31. And it came out today in the Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, and other papers that Patrick has broken ranks with the lieutenant governor and exposed the fact that they were trying to blame Democrats for killing this procedurally, but it was actually the lieutenant governor, David Dewhurst, and that Dewhurst did not want Texans, because this, in local polls in Texas, it's 98% against the TSA groping. The bill was called the anti-groping bill.
98%, Alex?
98%. Wow. And so Dewhurst, it'd be one thing if Dewhurst came out and said, I'm for this, I'm glad Miss America broke down in tears in Dallas and that they went inside her pants, I'm glad that Congressman or State Rep Simonson had his two small daughters groped, I'm glad Ron Paul gets groped in Texas and has complained. Instead of him coming out and saying, I support the feds breaking the law, Dewhurst said, oh, I support the bill, but went in with federal lobbyists, which violates the health ethics rules, according to local news. Dewhurst went out on the floor, and Patrick's public about this, Senator Patrick and others, and quietly killed the bill while running around on TV saying he supported it and he did this for the Obama administration. But then on top of it, this is a no-fly zone. They actually threatened to shut down under force all flights in and out of Texas, the second most populous state. More business done here on average than even states like New York, only second to California. They threatened a blockade. That's how the Civil War started, when the North was putting blockades.
That's
in
right. But the legislature in Texas, they backed down. They didn't pass this.
Well, see, in Texas, if you look this up in the government encyclopedias, Texas is the only state of all 50 where the lieutenant governor is really the governor. What happened is under Reconstruction, the 10 years after the Civil War, the North put in puppet governors in the South. So Texas legislature rebelled and physically kicked the Northern governor out and then passed a law that the governor is only ceremonial and that the lieutenant governor
runs the show.
So Dewhurst could do whatever he wanted to. So basically he ordered the bill pull, because procedurally he controls everything. So it didn't matter if they had 30 out of 31 senators. It didn't matter if they had 138 House members. He came in there with Justice Department lobbyists on the floor and delivered that letter to all of those senators and said there's going to be a federal blockade, and basically told them to give in to the federal bluff. So Texas did the right thing. But this federal operative, this Republican in name only, this constitutionalist in name only, David Dewhurst, who's very unpopular in his own party. I mean, Nolan Ryan, the famous baseball player, is a big Republican, but he has campaigned in two elections against Dewhurst. That is how much Republicans, real Texas conservatives, can't stand Dewhurst. But all of that, you know, that's Texas politics. The point is, the entire country and the entire world was watching what was happening in Texas. It was all over international and national news. People were proud of what Texas had done. They were going to stand up. The Senate was going to call the feds bluff.
You had a Dutch TV crew with you that was going to cover something else, and they went with you, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did. And they said they'd never seen anything like it. To see, and it was spontaneous. I showed up, about 100 people were there. And there was a several hundred others milling around. The Capitol is one of the biggest in the country. It's actually taller, the Capitol Dome, than the D.C. Dome. It's a huge multi-level, total six stories.
I'm amazed they let you in, Alex.
Well, Texas is still somewhat free, and it wasn't until 6 months ago that they didn't even have metal detectors in the Capitol.
Well, they should have that. What the heck?
Right. Well, look, the issue is, no amount of security is going to keep us safe. I mean, look at the New York bill they've got now in the New York State, where they're saying because Dominic Strauss-Kahn may have tried to grope this woman, now all maids must wear a panic button because all men may be rapists.
Well, and let me tell you, though, what concerns me the most. We're going to hit the break soon. We'll come back. We'll talk more. We'll take calls. But the fact that the Justice Department intervened, basically telling the state of Texas, we are going to cancel flights and close your airports if this legislation becomes law. How can they say that?
Well, I'll tell you how they can say it. They just do whatever they want. There is a key video And Ron Paul is almost in tears. And it's up on Infowars.com. It just went up about an hour ago. And he says that the Republic is now dying and that martial law powers, the House has now voted to give total martial law powers to even kill American citizens in America to Barack Hussein Obama, the president. The video is titled The Final Nail in the Republic's Coffin, and it's up on Infowars.com.
All right, hold on, Alex. We'll be back with more. Next hour, roving reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with stories of high strangeness, followed by an hour of conversations with Linda. But when we come right back, more with Alex Jones as we talk about his storming the Texas Capitol over the failed TSA bill, and we'll take your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. We're with Alex Jones. We'll take your phone calls as well. Alex, now that we've got bin Laden, why are we still in Afghanistan?
Well, that's exactly what Ron Paul said in his video, where he broke down the fact that the Republic is almost dead and complete, absolute dictatorial power is now being given to the executive. And the battle plans are now becoming public to basically try to occupy Pakistan, a nuclear power. And China came out just last week and again this week and reiterated that any attack on Pakistan is an act of war against China. Basically, the big mega banks that have hijacked this country and the rest of the Western world need a new global-level war, bigger than a regional war. The Rand Corporation said that 2 years ago. As a political distraction from the $27 trillion they've stolen from the American people, it just came out today in Bloomberg, an additional $800 billion secretly shipped to offshore foreign banks of American taxpayer money. We are hijacked. We have been taken over by the globalists. It's not the U.S. government that's bad. It's those key top people that are New World Order operatives. And as we went to break, George, you brought up the central point here. Why is the Republic slipping away? Why, when Texas says, listen, an FBI agent can't stick their hands down your pants. A state police officer in Missouri or New York or Texas or California can't do this. Why are you doing this? And the feds respond by, do what we say or drop dead. We will have a no-fly zone federally enforced over Texas. They actually said this. No aircraft will be allowed in or out if you don't do what we say. And look, for 9 years, I've been railing and warning that the TSA is the national domestic takeover force because it was in the federal plans put out by the first head of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge. And now what did they announce, federal judge last week? They want TSA at high school proms in Santa Fe and Austin, Texas.
Jeez.
What else did they say? They said, and now they're doing it. They're not just saying it. Bus stations, train stations, highway checkpoints. They're sending in TSA to train local police in Tennessee. You can look this up last year. They had army checkpoints commanded by TSA for a week, shutting down highways, randomly searching families and trucks, you name it. And the governor, I had a state rep on from Tennessee, but the governor came out and said, don't do this. You've got to have permission. And they said, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007, the state doesn't matter. Bush created, Obama expanded the 10 FEMA governor system under the 10 regions where the governor's council speaks for the states, not the states. The truth is, George, they have brought the U.S. into depression by design. They're bringing us into receivership like a third world country. And on top of all this, I've interviewed the constitutional law scholars. I've talked to the state reps, the Congress people. And when the state of Texas went to Homeland Security and DHS and said, give us your statutory authority to grope people's privates outside, inside the pants, to pull diapers off one-year-old babies, to grope six-year-old girls. And they said, our authority is we're the federal government.
And some of those TSA employees enjoy this. You know that.
Oh, obviously, George. Exactly. Great point. You couldn't pay me $1 million a year to stick my hands down babies' pants and stick my hands down women's pants because I'm normal, you're normal, listeners are normal. And that's what's happened. The feds, I've talked to TSA agents, and then it's been confirmed by mainstream media years later. They call them in and they say, are you concerned about radiation from these scanners? Are you concerned about the enhanced pat-down? And if they say yes, they're given a pink slip and fired or laid off 2 weeks later. Now, this just came out. Remember last year, this was in the Wall Street Journal, everywhere, folks. Look it up. This is the key. They came out, and Congress said, we want to see the radiation metering of those, because under federal and state law, you've got to have monthly radiology tests. My dad's a dentist. At his dental office, every month,
they got to do it.
And every day, they've got a radiation control officer, wears a badge every day.
The lady who gives you the x-ray runs out of the room when she puts that thing in your mouth and turns on the machine.
Exactly. She gets behind a lead wall. When my dad does it sometimes, when he doesn't have a nurse, he hides behind the wall because that's standard. Now, under federal law, whether it's a dental office, you name it, they've got a hospital. They've got to test those. Well, the Homeland Security says we're above the law on that. So it turned out they gave Congress, this came out last week, falsified radiation reports, and it turns out it's exactly what scientists said 2 years ago. Depending on which machine it is, it's 20 to 50 times the radiation level they claimed, and they are illegally not telling TSA workers this. So this is an exercise in a federal power grab. What it is slow-motion martial law without them using the term martial law, where this national security force that President Obama talked about, a million strong, that's just as big, just as strong as our military, that's a quote, is being deployed all over the country and is saying, we don't follow the law the FBI follows or your police follow. We do whatever we want. And all those state police officers yesterday were patting us on the back, even though we were screaming, and telling us they agreed with us when the cameras are off.
You do get emotional sometimes.
Well, I do, because I'm threatened by this. I
mean, I'm looking at the picture in the Texas Tribune. You look like you are really upset.
Well, I have to tell you, my diaphragm is sore, my stomach, my back is sore, because I didn't have a bullhorn, and I was angry. Look, George, I'm angry. My wife and I like to travel, and I can't let my three-year-old daughter, seven-year-old daughter, and my eight-year-old son be groped. I mean, I never really told this story on air because it was so out of control. I didn't know what was going to happen with it. But 6 months ago, I actually went through security, and they weren't doing gropes, and suddenly they had my six-year-old daughter, now seven.
They know you, don't they?
And they were grabbing her, yes, and I blew up. I climbed up on machines. I went...
No. You went ape.
It was like the Hulk, yes. And they actually backed off and freaked out, but then it was so shocking after it happened that I just never even talked about it. That's the thing. I'm already blockaded. I can't travel. This is a line in the sand I can't let you cross. You cannot stick your hands down my daughter's pants. Okay? My daughter is not with al-Qaeda. She's not with al-Qaeda. The government got Mutallah, the underwear bomber, on the plane. That's admitted. This terrorism is all fake. It's being used to take control of society. The feds are controlled by foreign banks. They're seizing our infrastructure. This is a takeover.
Well, it's not, Alex, listen, it's not fake. It's being pushed. There's a difference, okay? Fake means it doesn't exist at all. There are people out there that hate us.
Sure, it's synthetic.
Okay, good.
It's synthetic. But sure, look, let's say the threat is completely real. What do the founding fathers say? What does history show? What does common sense show? I'd rather face the danger than have people sticking their hands down my pants and come in my house without warrants while our borders are wide open.
I agree. Let's take some calls here. You ready?
Absolutely. Just in closing, because this is important, I've interviewed the experts. I've looked at the law. It's already illegal for the TSA, and I've interviewed district attorney, the one out in San Francisco. It's already illegal for them to stick their hands down your pants or on the outside. It's a felony inside, misdemeanor outside. It's already illegal. We just need Texas and other states to enforce the law. And when these federal goons start trying to set the precedent to violate our personal space, this is conditioning for forced inoculation and other things, we need to prosecute them.
I have seen some TSA workers look at each other when some good-looking girl is walking through the line, either from L.A., St. Louis, wherever I am, And you can look at these guys. They're looking at each other going, let's do it. You can tell.
I know. George, exactly.
I'm not exaggerating.
No. Listen, I was in San Jose last November, and my flight was delayed an hour and a half. So I sat there and ate breakfast and drank two cups of coffee and watched every delicious, beautiful woman that came through the line. Instead of people going up and talking to her and asking her for a date, these guys were like flies on you-know-what.
Yep.
I mean, let me tell you, folks, this is tyranny.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff in Culver City. Now let's start with Matt in Longwood, Florida. You've been waiting a while. First-time caller. Hi, Matt.
How you doing, George?
Great.
How you doing, Alex? Gentlemen, you do a great job. Thank you very much for what you do for this country, policing our government. But, my God, man. Thank you, Alex, for what you did today. Going to the state capitol, rallying those people. I wish we could do that everywhere. But a little blip in our news today about our state representatives not showing up to work. They're running around voting for each other. And me, I work two jobs. A lot of my friends work two jobs. And we show up every day.
Absolutely.
We do a hard job.
And you get and you need to do it, or you don't get paid, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I'm glad he brought that up. You can pull up in Texas News, and they admit it's illegal. We caught it on video yesterday because one of my camera guys got down there an hour before I did. He went out on the Senate rotunda or the gallery and videotaped it. Guys multiple times voting. There was only six guys in the entire Senate of 31, and they were running down the line voting for each other. It's illegal, but they don't care.
Unbelievable. Hey, by the way, do you know in your city of Austin, Texas, we hit on KLBJ a 35 share of the audience at night?
George, are you kidding?
That's because of you, because of your ability in that city. People are listening to us. 35% share. It's unheard of.
Well, I am on the station, but I don't deserve any of the credit. George, let me tell you something. I was reaching 7-8 years ago when you first had me on, maybe a half million people a day. And the supercharge, the coast-to-coast, even having me on every few months is done, has really been the booster that got us out of orbit. Let me tell you something. There is no media in the world, and everybody knows this who studies radio, bigger than Rush Limbaugh or bigger than George Norrie. And that's why I love you, because George Norrie, Matt Drudge, Rush Limbaugh, those are the three places that something can be broken through the electronic Berlin Wall of establishment media. And you guys are on the leading edge of the rebellion.
When the Japanese tsunami hit back in March, Matt sent me an email. He was listening to the show, and he said, gosh, this is radio at its best. And I'm paraphrasing him, but good guy. Let's go to the phones. Michael in Norfolk, Virginia, east of the Rockies. Hey, Michael.
Hi. I'm sorry to say to Alex that there wouldn't be TSA agents putting their hands down the pants of Texans if we had done a better job when George Norrie made his very first trip to Austin, Texas, and asked you a question that was delivered by me the night before. I have since discovered that I was wrong when I said that the documentary that proved that the Twin Towers would fall exactly the way they did back in the 1980s, I gave the wrong title, but I did it as an honest mistake. But when George Norrie did a show with James Childress on the bridge collapse in Minneapolis, Mr. Childress talked about the Tacoma Bridge collapse. That was the documentary that covered the fall of the Twin Towers that was predicted when a hurricane came in 1980.
Well, sir, I'm having trouble following you, but I agree with you. You're right. It's my fault. We've lost all our freedoms. I apologize.
No, I'm saying this, Alex. If we don't have people like Richard C. Hoagland cross-examining you the way he cross-examined Matt Savinar on the Ian Punnett show, we're not going to get to the bottom of these things.
No, you're right. Everything's my fault. As soon as they get rid of me, we'll be fine.
I'm not blaming it on you. I'm just saying that we're putting...
I know, man. I can't follow you. I'm sorry.
We're putting too much weight on George Norris to do the critical analysis here.
I can't do it by myself.
Of course you can't. And here's what I'm saying. We have Richard C. Hoagland as a science advisor, but he is underutilized to cross-examine controversial guests on controversial issues like this one.
Well, and there's no cross-examination needed. I mean, why do we even have states if the federal government's all-powerful? Why are they sticking their hands down Miss America's pants in Dallas with her breaking down and crying? Why is the TSA at proms? Why is Ron Paul breaking down? The total martial law power has now been passed by the House and about to be passed by the Senate. That video's up on InfoWars.com. This isn't about Alex Jones or George Norrie or anybody. By the way, I heard Hoagland last night. I sat in my car for an hour listening to it when I got home from working late. It was
oceans
riveting.
Of water on the moon. Isn't that amazing?
Well, listen, I talked off air 2 years ago, and then I talked to him privately. I'm not going to go into how I talked to him privately, but Buzz Aldrin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I even announced, I mean, I didn't see where I'd heard it, but a month before, that they were going to let the Indians last year announce they'd found the water. They always knew. The official stories we're given aren't true. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a magical universe on a planet orbiting a sun, and the power structure is trying to keep from us the truth of the incredible mysteries that are going on and happening. NASA knew that there was oceans of water under the surface. They know the history of this planet is far different than what we've been told.
Yeah, when I saw the story today that it was an Apollo 17 mission where they got the data from, and now they're telling us now in 2011?
Well, exactly. But I mean, look, they're telling us the Indians found out last year, you know, crashing that probe in.
Yeah.
I mean, give me up. Of course they knew. They just now studied the rocks and just now found out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a time of great awakening and understanding. This is such an incredible time to be alive, and the power structure is trying to set the precedent to have goons fondle our women and children. Why are they doing that? Because if they can do that, they can do anything. They're trying to train us to get in our personal space. Why? The documents I have is they're preparing to set the precedent for forced inoculation.
And chipping. Don't forget that.
Absolutely.
It's coming up. It's coming up indeed. Let's see if we can grab one more. Tim in Juneau, Alaska. Real fast, Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, George and Alex. I had to call in. I couldn't stand by on this. May 13th, my wife flew back from Anchorage, Alaska to Juneau, Alaska with my daughter and the two twins that were prematurely born.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And my wife carried the one granddaughter that had a monitor on, and they could not go through the detector.
Because of that.
Because of that. She did it because my daughter would have been very upset.
So they groped the medically challenged child.
They groped my wife under the breast. They pushed them up and did the full pat down.
Unbelievable.
And they patted down the premature baby, and they had to run the blanket through the x-ray machine.
And by the way, they don't change those gloves, we now know, until after 100 searches. And they make you take your shoes off and walk through the athlete's foot area. And that's the most important point here. We train our children. And my children have seen the news and said, Daddy, you told me don't let strangers touch me. But if a man in a uniform wants to stick their hands down my pants, do I let them? This is training. Yes. They rip colostomy bags off people and ask, what is it?
Oh, my God. Alex, keep in touch. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. He's got the guts, folks. I'll be back in a moment with reporter Linda Moulton Howe on Coast to Coast AM.